That's why Rav Nosson Zal says, whenever we talk about this concept of perfecting of the worlds, where we talk about the kelim and the breakage of the kelim and fixing it, it's compared to the purification of silver from its impurities. Kimo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, hegu sigim mikesef, remove the impurities from the silver, v'yetze latsoireth kli hegoi rosho lefnei melech, and they will come forth from the craftsman a keli, you know, a solid keli. So too is the case of the rosho before the king, a rosho being placed before the king and having to have his impurities removed from him so that he can become, in a sense, a keli for the king. Ki hachnoas horishoim ubirur hakedusha mehem, because the process of subduing the rishoim and purifying the kedusha that's found inside them, drawing, extracting the sparks of kedusha that are found in them and forming something from it, shehu bechinas tikun hashvira, which is the concept of correcting the breakage, hu bechinas hegoi sigim mikesef v'yotzal atzoyer of kli, bechinas tikun hakelim knal, is the same concept of refining silver or refining gold. Ukemoy shekosev, as the pasuk says in Malachi, ubachantim kivchoines hazohov, Hashem says, I will test the Jews, I will put the Jews through a refining process like one refines gold, vitziraftim kitzroifes hakesef, and I will purify them like one who purifies refined silver, v'yoshov mizukok umetoher kosef, and they'll come out of it completely purified and refined silver. V'chein kol hasitrachra v'haklipois nikroim b'zoyer HaKodesh b'shem susfisa dedahavo. And we find that one of the terms that's used in the Zoyer HaKodesh to describe the sitrachra and the klipois is they're called the dust that falls away when you refine the gold. Gold dust, in a sense. You know, the impure gold that falls away when you heat up the gold to refine it and to purify it. It's called susfisa dedavo. The tikkun ubirur hakdusha, and the tikkun and purification of the kedusha, nikra b'shem kesef tsoruf, is called purified silver. Kemoy shekosuv, moicho chivra kekaspa. The Zohar HaKadosh says the moyach in its pure form is white like silver. The white matter of the brain is like a silvery white. Ki kol klei hakedusha hu bechinas tzimtzum, because any time we talk about a vessel for kedusha, it's a concept of tzimtzum, shehu bechinas kesef v'zohov, which is a concept of gold and silver, which are tzimtzumim. We said that the origin of money is from tzofoin, which is bechinas dim, bechinas tzimtzum, shekol ze nimshach mitzimtzum harishon shi bechinas chol haponikanal, which all originates from the first tzimtzum, which is the tzimtzum of chol haponikanal.